Well, you see them everywhere, so we figured, why not try one here? It's time for a mock draft. This the Eagles sit with the number 4 pick, Merrill, in this draft that starts on Thursday night. So we're going to bring in a couple of guys here.
Can you do that again? Can you?
We're going to bring in a couple of guys here to get us from 1 to 3, and then we're all going to give our opinions as to whom the Eagles might take with the 4th pick in Thursday's draft. Let's go to our Draft Live studio. Bo Wolf with Adam Kaplan and Chris McPherson. You guys are on the clock right now, Bo.
All right, thanks, Dave. And we're going to start front and center with Mr. Adam Kaplan. Adam, you get the pick for the Kansas City Chiefs. Do your best Andy Reid. Tell us who's going number 1 overall.
The time is mine, so I will pick for the Kansas City Chiefs. Number 1 overall. They're looking for a tackle here. They could certainly use some depth at outside linebacker, but they're looking for a tackle. They're looking to strengthen, I think, right now. Their left tackle position, it could be Luke Jokel, it could be Eric Fisher from Central Michigan, but I think it's going to be right now, as we speak, Luke Jokel, the left tackle from Texas A&M, who is the first pick overall in this year's draft.
Imagine the irony if Andy Reid, with the first overall pick, takes a linebacker in Deion Jordan. Not where we're going here. You go, Luke Jokel. I'm picking for the Jacksonville Jaguars now. A new regime here, David Caldwell and Gus Bradley. A lot of intrigue. This is sort of a fulcrum pick, and a lot of people are zeroing in on Deion Jordan for maybe playing that role that you've seen with the Seahawks defense where Gus Bradley came. But I'm going to go a little bit more off the board, and I'm going to say that they know that they need to protect whoever is their quarterback. I'm going back-to-back tackles. I'm going Eric Fisher from Central Michigan. Jokel Fisher, 2 tackles, top of the board, and that means, Chris McPherson, you have the pick for the Oakland Raiders.
Number 3 for the Oakland Raiders. Could we have all 3 tackles, Lane Johnson going number 3? No, I'm not going to go that crazy here. Some people think that Geno Smith, the quarterback, could be in place here. Matt Flynn was acquired in a trade from the Seattle Seahawks. But for me, they need to remake the interior of the defensive line. Richard Seymour's gone. Tommy Kelly's gone. Desmond Bryant's gone. I'm going with Sharif Floyd from the University of Florida. Howie Roseman might be a little disappointed that a Gator is off the board there, number 4.
A Philadelphia boy.
Exactly. So I'm going with the Philadelphia, North Philly native, Sharif Floyd, at number 3.
All right, Dave. So that's Jokel, Fisher, and Floyd. Eagles now on the clock. What do you make of that?
Well, it's very interesting, guys. Marilyn and I are just kind of staring at each other. And I would tell you that if the board looks like this, I would expect the Eagles to trade down and have another team trade up to get a Lane Johnson. If there's no opportunity for the Eagles, Merrill, to move down, I'm going with Lane Johnson.
I don't think they trade down at all. I think if they pick at number 4, it's going to be Deion Jordan, Dave, although it wouldn't surprise me if they go with the big defensive tackle from Utah star Latulale, because he can play either in a 40 or a 30, and they're looking for versatility. But Jordan or Latulale would be my pick.
I think I'm going to go with another offensive tackle here, and somebody who's been apparently rising up the boards here. Great workouts. Some believe that he may be the very best offensive tackle in this draft from the University of Oklahoma. Lane Johnson would immediately fill a starting need, give the Eagles the opportunity to move Todd Harriman's inside to guard. So Lane Johnson, my pick, if the Eagles do not trade down.
But, Dave, but keep in mind that if they don't get one of those tackles in the top 4, they can reach out for somebody in the 2nd round like Terron Armstead of Arkansas Pine Bluff, who is a rising star, and maybe get him in the 2nd round. And he has as much an upside, from what I understand, as any offensive lineman in this draft.
And we'll see how it goes. Merrill Reese.